I'm Patrick Scahill with WNPR News. A Connecticut man who videotaped a homemade drone flying and firing a handgun in Clinton is now the subject of an FAA investigation. Here's more on the legal questions surrounding how unmanned aircraft are regulated in the state. The 14-second video shows a small hovering flying machine. It's black with four spinning propellers, and there's a semi-automatic handgun strapped on top. As it hovers, it fires four shots into a wooded area before the video cuts out. The Associated Press says it was posted to YouTube by 18-year-old Austin Howitt of Clinton. Last year, he was involved in an incident with a woman on a Connecticut beach because he was flying a drone. In a statement, the Federal Aviation Administration says it's investigating the YouTube video. The FAA hasn't said specifically whether or not it's illegal to put a gun on a drone, only that they're looking into that question. But for Peter Singer, the answer is pretty clear.
You're not allowed to. It's just relatively simple. I can't fly around in an armed F-22 fighter jet if I'm not in the military, and it's the same with flying an armed drone.
Singer is with the New America Foundation, a think tank based in Washington, D.C., and he's written extensively on technology and defense. He says the legal issue here turns not on the technology of the drone.
It turns on the technology of arming something that is essentially not meant to be armed. Your right to bear arms applies to you as an individual. It doesn't mean you have a robotic right to bear arms.
In the same way that you can't mount a working machine gun to your car, Singer says, you can't put a gun on a drone. But if that's the case, who polices what you can or can't put on a privately owned unmanned aircraft?
The FAA is not dealing with whether you should or should not arm your plane. It's dealing with how do we get passenger jet from point A to point B in a safe manner. So it's not something that they're even, equipped to go out and police.
Singer says that leaves local law enforcement and state police to step up. But in Connecticut,
there are no state laws specifically trained on drones.
David McGuire is with the American Civil Liberties Union of Connecticut.
So in the situation of the young man in Clinton who created a drone that fires a gun, there really are no specific criminal charges or sanctions that apply to that use of a drone.
So far, a patchwork of states have laws banning weapons on drones. Oregon, Virginia, Wisconsin, and a bill just passed in Nevada. In Connecticut, a provision in a larger bill on police surveillance would have prevented law enforcement and civilians from putting any weapon on a drone. McGuire testified in favor, but it didn't pass. Now, he says the video of the handgun firing drone shows that attention needs to be paid to this issue.
Essentially, there need to be laws that make sure that both the government and public use drones responsibly.
Bill Piedra is a drone operator and builder in Connecticut. He says drones have lots of useful purposes, and he's even invented a drone which can carry a life preserver out to a swimmer in distress. But
100 tools like that can be offset by one video like this. People see a video like that, and they think, oh my God, those things are evil.
Piedra says that could result in a clampdown from policymakers.
The biggest fear is that will give the government ammunition to enact legislation or rules that make it a lot harder to develop and use this technology today.
New America's Peter Singer says he doesn't think local laws would hamper private drone use. He thinks the danger here is in the inspiration the YouTube video could potentially provide.
Be shown would-be criminals, would-be terrorists, here's how you can do it. That's what makes this dangerous. It's not about the risk of law enforcement not allowing me to put a gun on my drone. It's that he's shown others who would be up to no good how to do it.
In February, the FAA issued framework regulations for drone operations in America. Those rules are expected to be finalized in 2016 or 2017. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.